Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
The store is so cool that our very own Mike Coley sported their t-shirt at Suburbs Fest.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my July new music fix. Apologies to everyone for missing my allotted slot in June when the train passed through Dublin. Things were just a bit crazy at work, so I just didn't get around to it. But I'm hoping I've made my July slot. As I mentioned, June was a bit crazy, but there was a couple of albums I really enjoyed, like Key & Kavanagh's The Country Star. The album I spun most in June, which was Tropical Storms, Fairyland Codec. For me, Tropical Storm albums are pretty hit and miss. There's some good tunes, and then there's just some stuff that I don't relate to at all. But I feel like this one, start to finish, is really, really good. Especially Stepping on a Rake and Irukandji Syndrome off that record. So, if you get a chance, check those out. Now, on to July new music. My first pick is going to be Breathe by Kay Tempest from their album Self-Titled. Kay's voice has changed a lot since their last record. Because of that, their delivery seems to be a lot smoother and deeper and a lot less aggressive than their previous work. Breathe is the most autobiographical song from a very autobiographical record. What I like about this song is that it has that harsh delivery and it kind of builds and builds in intensity. The lyrics are also fantastic as usual. They're quite confrontational, but you can feel every word that they're saying in this tune. It's a really, really powerful song.
I'm just trying to be someone the child I used to be could believe in. Breathing, odd kid getting even. The evening's a dream that the morning can't sleep through. A day in the life or a life full of days. I started to write when my life was a maze. I was lost in looking for a way out of the ways I didn't want. But what you want isn't something you can choose, it chooses you. What are you? That was the question, but what was the answer? Trying to make sense was a senseless endeavor. Head down, stick to the plan. The plan was sit down with a pen in your hand. What I found when I picked up the mic was profound. New ground, the sound world was baselines. And sticking my head in the bass bins at raves was elation. Saved by the act of creation. Snatched from the jaws of destruction, the crossroad were clear. Right or go under. Yeah, it was messy for a minute. The only thing that made sense was my lyrics. And I was in the rain fighting demons. When a boy got stabbed, started bleeding. And I was so high that I couldn't even help him. I just stared at the blood on my trainers for ages. Sat down in a corner waiting for what? Once something's happened, you can't make it stop. 5 years later, Alfie got shot in the stomach. I should have been there, but I wasn't. What are you made of? How many selves do you carry? How many hells must a person inhabit before they can see their life hangs in the balance? If you want it, eventually you've got to make it happen, or it swallows you into its folds. A rogue planet exploding. But on the outside I was nothing too big for the city I lived in. My spirit was hurting for something.
My second pick is Foolish Heart by Tammy Nelson from her album Neon Cowgirl. Tammy's lived in New Zealand since, I think, 2007 after meeting a New Zealand police officer while touring there. I've known about Tammy for quite a while, but to be honest, her images kind of put me off. But I thought I'd give this record a spin, and Jesus, man, it's really great. Like, I'm not saying every song's a home run, but the ones that are great are really, really great. Definitely seems to be an evolution for her, based on the other albums I've given a listen to in the last couple of days. The song I picked, Foolish Heart, it's got that kind of royal and delivery and a fantastic string arrangement. It's kind of blew me away when I first heard it. I wasn't expecting it at all. There's more songs like this on the album, like the title track Neon Cowgirl, Keep On, and One Less Heart, which are almost Scott Walker-ish in their arrangement. And it's very cool stuff. But you also get on this record, you get some kind of, I guess, honky-tonk kind of country songs like Borrow My Boots, Salvation Mountain, Heartbreak City, USA. It's a really great record. I've been spinning a lot since I discovered it like a week ago. Such a nice surprise when you have an artist you possibly have very low expectation for, and it just delivers, you know. It's such a great thing. Anyway, that's all from me. I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Like a cigarette, tragedy plays with me like a marionette. I'm just a heart, a silly old thing you can't trust in. But is it so?
Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs, it's Paul Hayden from Wilmette, Illinois, calling with my July 2025 new music pick. Just one this month. It's the album from Tyler Childers called Snipe Hunter. Came out July 25th on RCA/Hickman Holler Records. It's his 7th studio album, and it was produced by Rick Rubin. I picked it up at Vertigo Records in downtown Grand Rapids. Store is so cool that our very own Mike Coley sported their t-shirt at Suburbs Fest. On to the music. I imagine most of the community is familiar with Tyler Childers. He's one of those rebellious country singers, similar to Sturgill Simpson. He's always willing to challenge the norms of country music. And on this record, he fine-tunes what has been his strength, what he calls Sludge River Stomp. Everything from the ragged glory of Snipe Hunt to the classic country of Nose on the Grindstone. He also finds time to write about Hinduism and sobriety. In the end, it all hangs together as a unified whole, the result being one of the better records of the year. The song I'd like you to play is Down Under. Before I close out, I'd like to thank Jim, Patrick, and Keith Jacobson for providing a great event at Suburbs Fest, Grand Rapids. It was great to reconnect with some of the folks I met last year in Rockford, and also to meet some new people. Everyone's just great, down-to-earth, friendly. It was just a great event, and again, thanks to those guys for putting it together and creating this community. That's it for me. As always, I look forward to hearing other people's picks. Keep listening to Suburbs Pod Radio, and I'll catch you next time.
Or chlamydia. What's the difference? All I know is I don't want no koala cuddling up to me. I can see it fine from here. It is a pretty cute koala. Down under is forever and a day. Down under is forever and a day. Kangaroos warp up on you. They'd rather fight than watch you. I know they look tame and dainty, but I'll tell you now, you ought to take some care because they're dear. Of all the better boxers, they don't take to whispering nothings. They punch a crowd and talker. Down under is forever and a day. It ain't no wonder why more folks don't find the time, 'cause it takes time to get down under. And things out there can kill you, from the critters to the thunder. It's been forever and a day since I have been down under. Down under is forever and a day.
Jesus, man, it's really great.